Welcome to Ugeria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ugeria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ugeria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ugeria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. It's March 21st. This is Brad Culp. I've got Sam Grass in the studio here with me this morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing fine, other than the fact that I'm trying to figure out what you're doing back there with the microphone in your hand.
I'm laid back, relaxing. It's time to take this show to a different level.
I think that's going the wrong direction, actually. Well, I am forced into wearing my glasses this morning, so it's a good thing we're doing radio rather than TV. The pollen has pushed me to abandon my contacts for a few days.
Yeah, for those that don't, or for a listening audience that's not in Atlanta, yesterday the pollen contact count was it 9,000? Was that it? 9,000?
So over 9,000, and if you were sitting up straight, you'd be able to talk properly.
No, you know better than that. I'll call you Tim if you keep it up.
All right. Well, Kevin is not with us this morning, so we will be keeping the show here in Atlanta in the studio. And joining us this morning is Michelle Lederman. She's the founder of MDL Marketing Consulting. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am good. Feeling the effects of the pollen as well, so hopefully you'll all be able to hear me well.
Yeah, you're wearing your glasses too.
Yep.
And Michelle is formerly from Chicago, as I am, so we have that in common.
That's right.
So are you glad to be? How long have you been in the Atlanta area?
I have been here almost 16 years.
Okay, so a while.
In the winter, I call up home and gloat.
Gloat.
Although it's warmer there than here right now. In the 80s there as well.
Wow, that's unusual.
Yeah, very.
Well, let's go ahead and get started. Michelle, just give us a little bit of, we know you're from Chicago, but give us a little bit of background, you know, where you grew up and where you went to school and how you ended up here.
Excellent. Well, grew up in the Chicago area, as you mentioned, never thought I'd leave, but I ended up getting married and my husband had a great job down here, so got married and moved down here about 16 years ago, as I mentioned. And as far as school, I went to University of Illinois. I have a undergrad degree in economics. Don't use that very often, but it occasionally might come in handy. But then I went, when I got down here, I went to Georgia State and got my MBA. So I focused on marketing there, and that's really what has developed into my career in marketing. My first job down in this area was for a company called McBee, where I sold business checks and forms, and the main part of that job was developing relationships with banks, and they would refer me their business customers in order, and that's how I sold what I needed to sell for McBee. And so that's really what got me started in my niche, which is building relationships in order to increase business. And so I did that for almost actually over 10 years. And when that company got bought out, it was time to do something else. And so I fell into the senior industry, to kind of make a long story short, where I did marketing for an elder law attorney and eventually ended up going out on my own and starting my own company, MDL Marketing Consulting. And that's been since September or the fall of 2010.
So going out on your own is, that's kind of a scary thing. And what was it that kind of pushed you over the edge to try that?
You know, I've always, especially when I was in outside sales, actually, I worked on my own. I had a boss. He was around if I needed him. But I was very good about doing my own thing. I didn't need any outside motivation to make me get my job done. And what I found is when you have a lot of experience doing things on your own, it's very difficult to work for somebody else or with anyone else. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what motivated me. I know what I wanted to do. I knew how to get it done. And that kind of brought me to where I am. But it is a scary thing.
So tell us about your business, MDL. What is it that you specifically do and who do you do it for?
Well, specifically, my focus is, it's marketing, but it's specifically focused on referral and relationship building in order to increase revenue. So I don't get too much into the other aspects of marketing in depth. That's my main focus, again, relationship and referral marketing. And there are two main aspects to how I run my business and the clients that I help. The first is basic marketing clients. I work with small businesses. They can either be startups. One of my clients has been around for 30 years, but they still need my assistance in helping them develop these relationships. And that's where I focus. I help them train their marketers if they need help with that. I help them plan out a referral marketing campaign and how to keep in touch with people, how to develop referrals. You know, the main thing that people always forget is they might do, you know, in our industry, maybe a lunch and learn at a hospital. And they make these great contacts with the medical professionals there, and they can be great referral sources. But if they don't have a plan to follow up and to stay in front of those people, then they might as well not have done the lunch and learn in the first place. So I find that people can kind of get stuck after that first step, and that's where I step in and try and come together and make a plan and help them follow through, which is always difficult.
What are elements of a plan that might not occur to some people?
It's the basics, believe it or not, that people kind of forget, but it's what coming up with things that are new and different or educational and useful to those referral sources to bring them over to have an excuse or reason to come and do a marketing touch, so to speak. So whether it's an article that will be beneficial to them personally and help them do their job, or something that they can bring that will help their patients and the families of their patients. Sometimes it's just a thank you. One of the aspects of this is, do you refer back to these folks? Do you, when you do get a referral, do you thank them properly? There's so much that you can do once you get that referral. Do it well, follow up. There's a lot that can be done as follow up just for one referral. So I help people make the most of that instead of just calling up and saying thank you. There's a lot of other aspects to it that you can use to keep in front of those folks.
It sounds like you particularly specialize in the senior care industry.
I do. It's kind of happened that way. I don't have to. Especially with my background and the other companies that I worked for. I worked with several different types of businesses, anything you can imagine. But I do tend to focus this business on the senior industry, although I'm open to others for sure. Anything there where you want to increase referrals.
So two questions. The first question is why? Why do you do that? And the second question is, what's different or unique about the senior industry in terms of this type of marketing, and you know, and maybe what's not different?
Well, the senior industry, I think there's something unique about it. There's a lot of different referral sources. There's a lot of education that can be brought into things. So it makes it more fun for me to work in that industry. Of course, all the statistics, the senior industry is where it's at. We've got the baby boomers. This industry is going to be around for a long time, and it's growing as opposed to a lot of the other industries out there. So that's one of the reasons I focused on it. And it just seems to be where I'm getting my referrals from as well. It seems to be a niche that I kind of fell into. But again, like I said, it's a good place to be. And again, what makes it different is really the educational aspects of it. There's a lot of different places that you can get referrals from. There's all sorts of different medical professionals, doctors, physical therapists, hospital social workers, hospice. There's a variety. So it makes it more interesting for me and gives my clients a lot of options.
Now, if I understand correctly, you do something rather unique within the senior market from an educational standpoint.
That is right.
Tell us about that.
Yes, that is the other aspect of my business. And what it came out of was my clients really needed a way to get their message in front of hospital social workers and other medical professionals in the industry. And it's very difficult to get some face time with those folks. They're busy with their patients. They can't get out to lunch or coffee at all. And so in this industry, there all those social workers and medical professionals need to keep up with their continuing education. So what I do is put on continuing education seminars that are no charge to the medical professionals. And for example, social workers need 35 CEUs every 2 years. So this is something they need, and they need that education. So it's a great way for a business to get in front of those great referral sources. And there's a variety of ways that I do it. A lot of the hospitals, as you might know, only allow you to do, they don't allow lunch and learns anymore just to tell about your business. They want it to be educational. So you have to have a CEU to get into several of the hospitals here. So I will work with clients to develop a program that they can present and bring in front of those social workers all around town. In addition, I will put together continuing education events in the evenings or during the day where several companies will come together and sponsor these events. We'll offer dinner. Sometimes we'll do a little happy hour and during the registration period so the sponsors can have a few minutes to really get to know these referral sources, develop conversations, and use it as a stepping off point to do their follow-up later on. But those are great events because during that time, each sponsor gets a couple minutes to talk about their business and they get that audience right there. It's going to be listening to every word they say. Prior to that, they get a flyer that they can bring around to all of their referral sources, and it's an excellent marketing touch. It has the logo on there. It's what I was talking about earlier. It's that educational information that the referral sources need. So they're looking out for something like that. So you can use that as a marketing touch. I have a large database where I e-blast the information out with everyone's logos on it, so you get that additional touch as well. And then the nice thing after the event, and they've done their schmoozing, so to speak, with all the folks that attended, they're provided with the list of everybody that attended so they can do their follow-up. And again, it's the jumping off point to continue on, but it's a good opportunity to get several marketing touches at once.
Do you keep or track any statistics about the success that people have had with in using your programs?
Not in particular. I have several sponsors that will sponsor over and over again to keep their name out there, and they use it for the marketing touches. Because what happens after they leave is a kind of up to them. I try and assist as best I can, but the people that have the most success out of it are the ones that follow up the best. Mm-hmm. If they don't do anything after that, they might get a couple calls here and there.
Right.
But those that are very successful are the ones that do the follow-up. And again, from the marketing side, I can assist with that too.
Out of sight, out of mind, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What kind of topics for training are the hottest topics today?
Right now, ethics, because they need 5 ethics, at least the social workers do. And they can often be boring. They're the same topics over and over again, so we try and keep that. I try and do ethics topics as much as I can. Legal topics are always also hot topics because that's something that they come across every day. The one I'm doing this week has to do with stroke awareness, new research. Alzheimer's is another hot topic, although it's been done so much lately, but a lot of people, since that there's a lot of prevalence of Alzheimer's and dementia amongst the seniors, there's a lot of good topics to help caregivers and social workers help with those patients. And I do employ actually 2 social workers that assist me in developing these programs. So we make sure that the topics are informational. They're going to be something that the audience wants to hear about. So they do help me with that as well.
So these topics, you mm-hmm. develop them. Is that what I'm hearing? As the need be, you meet the need, so to speak.
Exactly. Sometimes I'll come across someone who has a great topic and I say, hey, let's do that as a CEU. Sometimes I help, especially my clients who want to do their own CEU and bring it around to the hospitals. I will work with them to find out what their strengths are, and maybe there's something that they can research and talk about.
And the topics that you present then, those are accredited CEUs?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
What's the process to get them accredited?
It's an interesting process. There's applications that need to be done. Social Work has several boards you can go through. I use 2 of their boards, and it's an application process. I handle this all for my clients, so they never even get to see it. Sometimes they'll just give me an outline and I'll pull everything I need from there, or I'll talk with them and tell them, this is what I've developed and you need your topic to match it. But it's an extensive application process. There's a separate one for social workers, case managers. There's a separate board, physical therapists, licensed professional counselors, OT as well. So depending on the target audience, I can attack that.
So do you mix and match, or do you typically have, you know, it's single target audience?
It depends on the sponsors and what they want. Typically, since there are a lot of my clients are targeting hospitals, we're going to go through the social work and the case management boards. When I'm doing this week, we're also going through physical therapy board. So we'll add on if they want.
So the important point, though, is that when caseworkers or social workers or case managers come to these events, they will get accredited CEUs.
They will get accredited CEUs. They leave with a certificate. I handle all of the paperwork. So there's evaluation forms that the boards require, but the certificate needs to be worded in a particular way. Sign-in sheets need to be kept for a certain number of years. So I handle all of that.
So, and what I'm hearing you say, that a social worker and a case manager can come to one seminar and both are accredited, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, some of the medical professionals have both licenses, and some have one and some have the other. So,
okay. And typically how many continuing education units would they get in?
If I do an evening event, they'll get two, and then they get free dinner as well, which is nice. So it's a kind of nice relaxing environment for them. They can come after work and hang out and get some dinner, sometimes have a glass of wine, and get some two CEUs while they're there. So that's kind of nice. Occasionally I do a day event, which would be 4 to 5 hours. And then again, the ones that the clients do at the hospitals are usually just 1 hour, because that's all they have time for.
Right. And how big are these events typically?
They can range. A lot of my events are done at assisted living communities and independent living communities around town. So we'll fill up whatever room they've got. I have a really tiny one coming up that's only going to have 20-25 people, so we'll have quite a waiting list. But then I have one, this week, we've got 60 people on the on the list. So
very good.
We fill them up.
What is it that that you like about this business? What keeps you running?
I love the people, and that sounds so generic and typical, but I love where I see different people every day. I do something different every day. My days are never the same, which is nice. And I get to meet some great people and I can help them help their clients and families and patients. So I feel like I'm contributing in an indirect way to the welfare of the seniors in our community. And it's just really enjoyable. The senior community, as you know, around here is just very close-knit, and it's really fun to get to know everybody and meet everyone. So I do enjoy it.
So you've been in business for 18 months. What has surprised you about being in business for yourself?
What has surprised me? That's a tough one. I don't know if I've been totally surprised by anything yet.
So it's kind of gone as you
expected gone well.
It to go?
And yes. Okay. I've been lucky that way. Excellent. I should probably knock on wood that I don't jinx myself. But really, it has gone. I enjoy it. I mean, it's nice. It's flexible. It allows for a good work-life balance. And again, the people I meet, I enjoy. There's always little things that might go wrong with the CEU or an event. And I just take them as they come, and they're always fixable. So I just kind of sit back and relax, and you know, if something weird happens, we just deal with it.
Yeah. This has been a slightly different interview, as you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we're often talking to people and companies that offer a direct service to the seniors. And in your case, you offer assistance to companies that are in the senior services business. And by the way, that's probably a large majority of our listening audience.
Right.
So, in terms of a tip, I guess the way that I would phrase it is, we've got a lot of people that listen to this show that they are out every day working with seniors, providing senior services mm-hmm. in you know, sometimes small business scenarios, sometimes larger businesses, but a lot of them, you know, and I always tell all my staff in my company, every person we have is a salesperson. You know, everybody is involved
That's
in promoting
right.
the business. But so let me phrase the question for our tip to our listeners. As someone who is responsible for promoting their business to seniors, what tip can you offer to, you know, particularly those that are out on the street every day to help them do what they do better?
There's a couple things, and I'll make them quick. But the first is to, you know, especially if it's a business owner that's also doing the marketing, you need to plan your marketing time, set up certain day or time, amount of time every week, and make sure you're doing your marketing touches. Again, I'm focusing on relationship and referral building, so that's really important. One thing that's so probably obvious, but a lot of people don't do, is the handwritten thank you note. It goes a long way. It really does. And the other tip that I would definitely recommend is when you have an opportunity to refer back, you need to refer back. If you know, all good things come to those people who do good. And if you put that positive vibe out there, you'll get it back. And people always want to do business or refer people who are thinking of others. And a good way to do that is to make sure you refer back, follow up on it. And again, follow up.
Common sense, but not so easy to implement.
It's hard to do.
It is,
yeah.
And it's not done, and that's what I help with.
You know, interesting, Brad, as Michelle was speaking, I was reminded of our meeting yesterday, and the essence of the meeting that we had with a lady yesterday was this. You know, we want to team with you, but we're willing to help you in doing so and give you referrals. That's exactly where we were with this meeting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One question I had based on something you said just a second ago, you said make sure you're getting your touches in. And in your experience, how many touches does it take before you've got somebody's attention?
That's actually a good point. And it's difficult depending on the type of business you are within the senior industry. As you know, there's a lot of competition out there. What I usually tell my clients, especially when they're new, is you have to give this 6 months to a year before you're going to start seeing results. And then the typical marketing statistic is 7 touches. And I think that holds true. So if you have a reason to come by 7 times in 6 months or 3 months, that's great. But there's a fine line between driving someone crazy and annoying them and then bringing, that's why you have to be careful of what you bring. So you really need a plan so you have a reason to go in every time. And if you can get those 7 marketing touches in less time than once per month, which is usually pretty typical, you can do that, which is why, again, thank yous are so good. Because if you get one referral, right, it can provide several touches that sooner.
Very good.
Great information. Obviously, you know, I do the marketing, so it's dear to my heart, and I can, without he even looking at me, I can see Brad looking at me out of the corner of his eye.
And you've been doing these things.
That's right.
yeah, and it's, I'll interject here. It's interesting that, I mean, I look at, every time I go to a meeting, a network meeting, and I see new home care companies, new hospice companies, new home health companies. So there's so many of them. And I can't imagine being new in the business today just based on the difficulty in getting in to see people. And there are so many people that are vying for the same few minutes of time that a social worker or you know, anybody that would refer is going to spend.
It's tough. It's definitely tough.
So, you know, this is kind of a follow-on question to the tip. What would your advice be to that new company that's trying to get their foot in the door? And you talk about 7 touches, but, you know, after 7 touches, I'm wondering if they even know the person's name. Because in our market, we've got a pretty saturated market.
That's right.
And somebody, any given case manager or social worker already has somebody for every single thing they need. Mm-hmm. And so a new person coming in is going to displace somebody else.
That's right. Well, there's a couple things. The first is you have to find what sets you apart and what makes you different. And especially in, you know, like you said, home care, hospice, it's tough to find. So, you know, when I'm working with clients, we sit down and we figure out what their background is. Usually we'll try and come up with something that sets them apart. We'll try and brand them in some way. So they're known as a particular company that does ABC type of a thing. And a lot of it as well is who you meet and what your personality is and what their personality is. So, you know, one particular hospital might have 20 social workers, case managers. You just need one or two that like you better than someone else. And it's okay if some, you know, if there's other people that refer to other companies that are like yours, as long as you've got your set niche in there. And then the follow-up again is important because, as you know, these people move around a lot. So you want to make sure that you're keeping up with them. One day you might have this great contact at a particular location, and the next day they're somewhere else. And you've done all that work and you want to make sure you follow them where they go. So The key again would be differentiating and finding that thing that you can brand yourself as that's different than everybody else. And that's really important.
Okay. Good.
Michelle, great information. Great interview. Thank you
Thank
for being
you.
Our guest.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. That's really it for today. We, again, thank Michelle for being with us. And before I go further, let me stop and backtrack two steps. Michelle, give our listening audience your contact information.
My contact information. Well, my website is www.mdlmarketing.net. My email is michelle@mdlmarketing.net, and I am unique in my name only has one L, so michelle@mdlmarketing.net. And you can always call me. My phone number is 404-271-2999. Thanks.
That's great. Thanks again, Michelle, for being our guest. We want to remind our listening audience that if they'd like to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show, they can do so at eugeriaradio.com. And as we always close, we want to say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest national resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.